Shadowrunners by Daniel Blythe. Read by Kate Harbour. Chapter 1. Dreamtime.
Every night I tell myself the dream won't come again. Do not dream, I recite like a mantra. Do not dream. But it's no use. It's been there ever since we moved from London 3 weeks ago. And sleep just creeps up my duvet the same as it always does, gobbling me up, swamping me. So I dream. And then, in the darkness, I see it. The shape. It doesn't give me a shock or a jolt, like when you see a spider suddenly scuttle for cover. It's more a creeping chill, like you get from walking through a graveyard, or when you know someone hidden is watching you. We did a poem in school about a man who walks a lonely road and dares not turn his head. How does it go on? Something about a frightful fiend treading close behind. I call it the shape because I don't know what it is. It's just formless, like a shimmering, ever-changing shadow. But somehow, I know, I just know, it's made of three things. Fire and water and the purest, coldest darkness. And then there's the whisper. Miranda, come away, Miranda. Come to me. That's when I wake up, when I hear the whisper. Okay, so you know the score. You've seen bad movies. When people do waking up from bad dreams acting, they gasp, "Ah!" and sit bolt upright. That so does not happen in real life. I'm always wrapped in my duvet, or lying at an odd angle across...